Hello, welcome to Dailish. It's for Friday, December 12th. It's 1 degree Celsius outside, which probably feels a little chillier, but it's beautiful for this time of year. I'm glad winter is over. It was rough for that week or so, week and a half that we had true winter here, but spring has arrived. Snow is melting. It's it feels great. So we'll just pretend January, February aren't going to happen and skip ahead to March. Once Christmas is over and stuff, and that'll be great. So this isn't a weather podcast, though, so we'll just move on. This episode of Dailish is brought to you by Campaign Monitor. You can visit campaignmonitor.com to get started sending amazing newsletters today to your clients, to your friends, to your family. Visit canvas.cm to check out their amazing template builder, or template, as some people say. Is that a U.S. thing? I don't know if that's U.S. or I say template. But I know from listening to podcasts, anyways, in the U.S.-based folks seem to say template. But the Campaign Monitor has great templates or templates to start with, and then you can customize them to your heart's content. Thanks to them for sponsoring Good Stuff and Dailyish. Yesterday, which is also the last day, I guess, depending on when you listen to it. Thursday was a bit of an event, I guess, or a momentous occasion, to put it mildly, here on Good Stuff. We recorded the final episode of the Intellectual Radio program. The title is something I'm not able to repeat on the air, but the... No, it's not. There's not a swear. It's just a dumb innuendo, and it has nothing to do with any sort of innuendo. It just has to do with microphone technique, but... You know, because we're all adults. We're not adults, that's why. Anyways, episode 60 of the Intellectual Radio program, goodstuff.fm/terp/60. I'll put the link in the show notes. But Adam Clark, Tim Smith, and I recorded the final episode. It's the show that kind of brought us together. Originally, it was called Too Lazy to Blog. It was a show that I hosted on sskTN.com when I was running that as my podcast site. And I had invited them each individually, I think, as a guest, and then together as a guest and talking just Apple nerd stuff. And we kind of from there figured, hey, we should start our own podcast, sort of rebrand this thing so that they could have as much say in the idea or whatever of it as it was, because it was kind of my show originally. So we did. And also along that process came to found goodstuff.fm. a podcast network to host these podcasts, which is where you're listening to this today, unless this is way in the future and I've gone on to do something amazing and people are digging through these archives to figure out the mystery that is Chris, which, yeah, anyways. All sorts of interesting paths the future could take now that I think about it. Like, yeah, I've talked about this with other podcasters. Like someday our kids are going to, like, there's 61 episodes right now as I record this of this Dailyish, you know, verbal blah thing from my brain. Are my kids going to be that interested in me someday that they'd go back and listen to this? Would that seems weird, but I think if my dad or my grandpa had done something similar, I'd probably listen to it. But man, there's a lot of stuff, like 60 episodes of this show. There's happens to be 60 episodes of the Intellectual Radio program. Show Me Your Mic is up to episode 65. Like each of those are, those other shows anyways, are an hour long. So like 60 hours, 120 hours, somewhere in, like, probably total right now there'd be, what, 200 to 300 hours of audio from me. And who has the time to listen to that? Especially in the future when they'll be flying through space and time. But anyways, so back to where I was. The Intellectual Radio program is a show that sort of brought us all together. It's coming to an end, and not for any like big reasons. There's not bad reasons why in my mind it's ending. It's because I feel like it's run its course for me personally as a podcast. There's the three of us that are involved, Adam Clark, Tim Smith, and myself, we've grown as podcasters. We've built this podcast network. Adam Clark is now stepping down from Good Stuff to focus on some of his own stuff. But that aside, it feels like we've grown, changed, become hopefully better podcasters, and just have different things to talk about and different ideas, and at least for me anyways, different things I'd like to try with this medium. And so in as much as I enjoy, like we had an amazing last couple episodes of TERP, that's the shorthand for the Intellectual Radio Program, and it kind of left me thinking, man, why are we ending this? This is a lot of fun. But that time, like it's an hour of recording, half hour before of prep, half hour to an hour of editing and production sort of or whatever on it and promotion and things like that. When it's done, why would we end it? But that time is time that can also be spent on something else. So it's kind of like the, you know, if you're choosing to do this, that means you're also saying no to doing something else. And in the great Steve Jobs quote that I'll mangle right now because I don't have it in front of me, but he's quoted as saying something to the effect of he's as proud of the many things he said no to as the things he said yes to. And something in there rings true to me and kind of like helps me figure out that it's okay to say no to stuff because it does open up opportunities for something new to develop. And I don't know what that is. There isn't a definite plan yet for what I would do with that space and time. I also know that if I don't intentionally fill it with something, it'll just get filled in by X, Y, or Z. Client work, business stuff for good stuff. It's a lot of work running an LLC, as they say in the States, is what it's set up as. And so we're just dealing with legal stuff. We use a legal sort of advice site called LegalZoom.com, which sounds kind of scammy, but it's not, hopefully. just, you know, lots of paperwork, dissolving the old LLC, starting a new LLC, all this kind of stuff. And never mind just figuring out processes and ways that we want to handle new shows. And anyways, all the sorts of stuff that is infinitely fun to do because there's two other folks involved, Kyle Roderick now, and then Tim Smith, of course. Lots of fun to do, and I would not want to be doing it all alone. But it's just work, and it's not podcasting work. And so that's where sometimes the those spaces that you create by saying no to something, in my life anyways, I found all of a sudden just get filled in by something else, and you didn't really intentionally do that, but it's just because you stopped doing this one thing which you knew you needed to stop doing, but you didn't have any intentionality in what you were going to replace that time and space with. And so everything just kind of rushes to fill it in like water into a glass or some better analogy that I haven't had enough coffee yet to think of. Yeah. That was my thoughts for today. We had a great discussion. I think it would make sense out of context, but there is some history to TERP where obviously having 59 previous episodes of discussion together does kind of lead into how you talk to each other, the kind of topics you want to talk about, all that kind of stuff. We spent a good chunk of time just talking about podcasts in general, but specifically like fundraising and, you know, Patreon and self running a membership site and sponsorship ideas and things like that. And some fun joke stuff in there as well. But it was a great discussion. And then we also did what we call here on Good Stuff an auxiliary, where it's kind of like the show ends, but we keep recording and then just have an even less formal organized discussion. And that sometimes gets recorded and published into our auxiliary feed, which is goodstuff.fm/auxiliary. Yeah, why not? Or AUX, sorry, I'm typing as I, anyways, auxiliary, if you spell it right, it works. It'll be in the show notes for this show, which you can find at goodstuff.fm/dailyish/61. But that's it. I would value your feedback on Good Stuff, chris@goodstuff.fm, and this show. But even more so, I invite you to check out my Patreon, patreon.com/iChris is where you can check it out. There's a very special, in light of the discussion on TERP yesterday, very special reward level that I'm hoping we can hit. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's in and around the $250 mark per month. That's just an ongoing podcast battle that with Tim Smith that can make history in podcasting, I think. All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.